Aslan Mattress is a family-owned small business founded by a pioneer of the online mattress industry and offers the most comfortable, affordable gel memory foam mattress in the luxury bedding category. Masterfully crafted out of the most technologically advanced foams to provide deep, restful sleep for all body types and sleep positions. Aslan Sleeps Cool is soft to the touch yet supportive and is certified non-toxic and eco-friendly. 100% made in the USA. They are so convinced you will love it, they back it with a 365-night risk-free trial and infinite warranty. Ships fast and free in the 48 contiguous U.S. states right to your door. Aslan stands out by offering the very best in quality sleep products without the corporate markups. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslan Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10. Or save $400 off the Aslan 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Not valid with any other offer. Visit AslanMattress.com. That's A-S-L-A-N Mattress.com. Well, hello and welcome. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday. You can be a part of it, of course, by dialing 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737 is the number to dial or text. And of course, you can email me, joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com. Those are the ways to be a part of the show on this Freedom Friday. Plenty to talk about, including the debt ceiling. Before we get to any of that, I've got two bonus headlines from the... We just finished the headline roundup a few moments ago, but I have to do these two because I want to see how Steve fares. On these, well, there's, I've got, this is the entire stack that I've left. I mean, there's, Mrs. Regular Joe always sends me with far too many, but it's good stuff. Ford has to recall 176,000 Broncos because the government worried people might be, quote, discouraged, end quote, by the seatbelts.
Wow. True. True.
What's the that was an inquisitive true.
Yeah,
I see the furrowed brow.
I'm thinking some way the way they set up the seat belts there would be discouraged. Yeah, I'm going true.
All right. Well, according to this, Ford is doing pretty well driving its brand into the ground with pride marketing. They really don't need any help along the road of destruction. But we all know how much the Biden administration likes to kick a company when they're down, so it should come as no surprise that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the NHTSA, because there's always a alphabet soup for it, has made a Ford recall a whole ton of vehicles this week, 176,000 2021 to 2023 Broncos, to be exact. You might imagine a recall would mean that a customer or two found something dangerously wrong with the vehicles, but there were no customers involved in the recall whatsoever. And for that matter, there was no danger involved. The NHTSA thought that people might be, quote, discouraged, end quote, using the seatbelts. They said, quote, the customer may experience some dissatisfaction or be discouraged if they are unable to easily access the seatbelt. Then, therefore, issuing a recall on almost 200,000 vehicles. You said true story.
I did.
Sadly.
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
Well, because, I mean, you got to destroy gas-powered vehicles.
Exactly.
No matter what you do, the gas-powered vehicles must go.
Exactly.
All right. Maine woman brings raccoon to Petco for unconventional pet spa experience.
True. Bernie Sanders. He's from Maine.
But this is a woman. Bernie thinks he's a man.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of a... I don't understand the connection.
Susan Collins, Maine.
Okay, well, all right. See, now that's better, though. Because you went with Bernie Sanders, I got very confused. I didn't know... I was trying to make the logic train happen. Petco employees in Maine were asked to clip an unusual customer's nails after a woman brought a wild raccoon into the store to get its nails to what she cares. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife shared in a Facebook post that this was not a good idea and illegal.
By the way, I've had a raccoon sit on my foot. A wild raccoon. Yes.
what was the circumstance?
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? You can't just dangle that out there and not give me something.
I'm serious. So our cottage that we had was like 15, 20 minutes from our house. Well, anyways, the neighbors, they were...
by the way, for the national audience, that's very helpful for them. 15 to 20 minutes away from where? Nowhere. Anyway, go on. Please, continue. You're making the story.
But we'd go to the cottage, and the neighbors, they were somewhat... I mean, they were married and had kids, but they were special needs. I mean, they weren't... You know what I mean? Like, he worked at a grocery store.
I'm
they
still
were
trying to figure needs. Where the raccoon
anyway,
comes in, but
they
yes,
would,
go right
they would hand-feed raccoons.
Okay. Now we get
to
the raccoons.
Well, like 12 years old, I'm with my two older brothers who were in their 20s, and we were fishing, and it was late at night because you can catch fish. Northern and muskie and walleye at night. Well, we're cleaning a fish at the picnic table in the backyard of the cottage.
Okay.
And I'm sitting...
Which was 15 to 20 minutes away.
Yes. And I'm... No kidding. I'm sitting at the table, and next thing you know, I'm like, guys, I got a raccoon on my foot. Because I looked down and there was, and I'm trying not to freak out and kick it because then it's going to kill me. Yeah, true story.
So you, I see fear in your eyes about this raccoon.
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
So hang on.
I'm serious.
Now, how big of a raccoon? I mean, why you? I see real fear in your face.
They got rabies. They got some other blood disease that'll kill you. Oh, they're nasty creatures.
Well, I mean, it was only 15 to 20 minutes away. You couldn't get to a hospital?
My hometown didn't even have a hospital.
Where did you grow up? In Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. I mean,
what?
You said the middle of nowhere.
Well, no, because you gave a reference. Usually you tell pretty good stories, but this time around, there's a lot of planes.
I don't really know where the 20 minutes came from.
I mean, it's just completely random. I was 15 to 20 minutes away. Who cares? It has no reference point. You were at the cottage.
Well, we just spent a lot of time there. That was my point.
I got all that, but I mean, I got the 20 minutes away. There's people that have kids, and I was trying to figure out where the raccoon came
Pretty
in.
Pretty soon, I'll just do the Biden. You know, the thing.
The thing. It was the time. You never tripped while you were there, did you?
No.
All right. Well, you said the story, by the way, about the main woman. That's where this all began.
Yes.
With your raccoon experience. She waited in the store in Auburn, Maine. People's curiosity got the best of them, and they held the raccoon, with some even kissing it. Clearly, these people are not, you know, fraidy cats like some people. I'm not going to mention any names, but I mean, they weren't worried about a raccoon sitting on their foot. According to you, you said true story, real news. The answer is...
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
You know the best part of that? When I said we were going to do these headlines, I had no idea you had the raccoon story.
I know. And you know what? Mrs. Regular Joe, now it's going to be raccoon stories.
Well, she's going to put, clown and raccoon stories. All right, your final count, 7-3. Another victorious week. Now, the curious question is, how did the merry band of regulars do with this? Yeah, well, I'm going to have to make sure she knows. We have to have, because for those that aren't aware with Steve, one of his, now we know he has a deep fear of raccoons. I was unaware of that one, but I am fully cognizant and aware of his great fear of clowns. So, you know, we'll have to work that in. Mine is sharks. That's normal. You see, sharks, they're known for killing people. Raccoons, not so much. I mean, not that you couldn't. I'm not saying you couldn't die. But you don't often see breaking news, somebody is walking through the woods and they were attacked by a rabbit raccoon and they died instantly. Whereas people are swimming in the ocean and they get eaten by sharks. I listen, by the way, it's complete. I wasn't going to start here, but now you've got me talking. So it's a really tragic story, actually, about there's some teenagers on a boat. They're celebrating something, end of school, whatever, and they encouraged. By the way, this is just for the record for all of the younger. We do have younger people listen. And if you are in your teens, don't be dumb. Don't, when people encourage you to do stupid things, don't do it. So let them make fun of you. For instance, this kid, they were out on a boat. Apparently it was, you know, nighttime or dusk, and they saw a shark, and everyone's like, oh, go jump in the water and swim near the shark. Well, they can't find the teenager, which is very tragic. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, I think he drowned. And they had a shark expert come on and say, well, I don't think the shark got him. Because sharks don't typically eat everyone. Why do they say these things? I mean, because there's been this effort. I used to love watching Shark Week because I'm fascinated. I am definitely afraid of that. That if I ever go scuba, I am convinced that if I scuba dive in a pool, I will be attacked by a great white shark. It's completely irrational. I mean, the first to admit to my irrationality on it, But it's just, it's my personal fear of sharks, bred from watching the Jaws movies at a very young age. But the reality about sharks, particularly great white sharks, is this whole, they don't want to really attack you. They don't really like the taste of humans. Tell that to all the people that have been eaten. I'm just, I mean, and then the other shark expert, well, I don't think it was the, so you have a kid splashing around in the water near a shark. Now, what do we know about what attracts sharks to humans, among other things, if they're splashing around? And there is a shark and a child in the water, a teenager in the water, splashing around. But the shark expert says it probably wasn't the shark. I'm going to tell you something right now. It was the shark. Let's just, and he's like, well, the body didn't surface. Do we know how big the ocean is? And by the way, see what happens when the shark bites the teenager and pulls the teenager under the water? What happens? Then the person starts to bleed. What does blood in the water do? It brings more sharks. So maybe that shark didn't eat them all, but, you know, they had a little smorgasbord going on. Anyway, it's one of these, it's just so disingenuous. The shark experts, now Shark Week has become the week of apologies. Great white sharks are wonderful. You can keep them as domesticated animals if you'd like. No, they are perfect killing machines. I don't blame the shark. If you get in the water with a great white shark and you get eaten, well, that's, or you get bit, that's nature. I'm not saying the shark's bad for it. I'm not saying it's evil. It just is what it is. Why can't they admit it? Because this is what happens. And by the way, if it was a megalodon, which is like a 70-foot shark, just start gulping water. You're not, well, then again, shark that big, you'll probably just get eaten whole. But either way, all that being said, Steve's afraid of raccoons. Casey, that's where we began with this. Steve's afraid, I'm going to get you a stuffy, a raccoon stuffy, so we can put it right on your control board. Anyway, all right, now we actually have real things to talk about on this Freedom Friday, beyond our irrational fears of raccoons and sharks, including the fact that last night, the U.S. Senate passed through the badly, poorly named, well, I mean, they do this on purpose, right? The Fiscal Responsibility Act. Should be called, if it was honest, if there is truth in labeling, it'd be the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act. The more I've read, and I've got two printed copies of the bill. I was reading it online. I hate reading stuff like this online. I just don't like, I'm not a big, I mean, I can read an article or two online. When it comes to anything that's, you know, 99 pages, I need to print it out to be able to really dig into it. And the more I've read it, the more I look at it. First of all, and rightly so, you had 31 out of the 36 people that voted against it. There's 63 yeas, 36 nays on the Senate side, one non-vote. One person didn't vote. Now, the 31 Republicans that voted against it, I applaud them because they were spot on. Most of them citing the very obvious issues that there is no real cap in spending. And that's one of the big problems here. They keep talking about, well, it could be $4 trillion. I've cited the number. That's an estimate. Let me be very, very, very clear about this. That is an estimate. No one knows how much is going to be spent because there's no actual, all they did was suspend the debt limit until January 2025, meaning you can spend whatever you want to spend between now and then. Now, the pay-go situation, oh, you got to just get pay as you go and all this nonsense. They left this sole authority to override that to the director of the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB. She is on record saying before the vote, by the way, before the vote, she said, well, yeah, if we have to suspend it to move Biden's agenda forward, well, that's what we're going to do. So with that, armed with that knowledge, you had a bunch of Republicans that voted for this bill nonetheless. Now, you had 31 that didn't. That is the very good news out of it. It wasn't enough, but it is nonetheless, in my opinion, good news. Some of those that voted against it might be a surprise to you. Some, not so much. Some of the reasons might be a surprise to you. Hagerty, by the way, Republican out of Tennessee, is the only one that didn't vote one way or the other. Those that voted against the bill on the Republican side, Senator Barrasso, Blackburn, Braun, Britt, Budd, Cassidy, Cotton, that one's not a surprise, Crapo, Cruz, also not a surprise, Daines, Fisher, Lindsey Graham. Now, when I play his sound a little later, don't be too excited about him. Senator Josh Hawley, Hyde Smith, Senator Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator Kennedy out of Louisiana, Lankford out of Oklahoma, Senator Lee in Utah, Senator Loomis in Wyoming, Senator Marshall in Kansas, Senator Merkley, I'm sorry, that's one of the Democrats. I'm skipping the Democrats. I'm going to come back. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, Senator Ricketts, Nebraska, Senator Risch in Idaho, Senator Rubio, Florida, Senator Schmidt in Missouri, Senator Scott, Florida, Senator Scott in South Carolina, Senator Sullivan in Arkansas, Senator Tuberville, Alabama, Senator Vance in Ohio, and Senator Wicker in Mississippi. Those were the Republicans that voted against it. Now, I made a joke yesterday about one of the Democrats, and Fetterman voted against the bill. Now, I have no idea if he knows he voted against it. I don't even know if he knew why he voted against it. But he was one of four Democrats that voted against the bill as well. Now, let me be clear. Any Democrat voting against the bill was for vastly different reasons than most of the Republicans. Senator Graham, he was pretty hot under the collar about voting against it, but for one of the most ridiculous reasons that I could possibly cite. When we get back, I'm going to play that sound for you because I'm just going to play the sound for you. You got to hear it. 888-737-1737. You may not be shocked what he thought they should be spending more money on in the bill. Not less, more money from Senator Graham.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.